Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And it's a beautiful day on this August 27th to go out and play. Before you go, do check out the new Poi Mochi Donut at Lidi Ha Bakery. It is so, oh no, the Poi Mochi Donut at Lidi Ha Bakery. It's a beautiful day to play a round of golf, and we're starting Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii, raising money for Folds of Honor. Right now, Craig Sasada is on the seventh hole at Poipu Bay, and he's collecting $10
from golfers at Poipu Bay on the tee. And if you hit it on the green, you get a prize. If you have a hole-in-one, you get a prize. And all the money raised goes to Folds of Honor. We're going to talk with Greg Nichols, the director of golf, the GM over at Ko'olina. He's spearheading Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. The signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Excellent seared futukake ahi. Excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature steak and seafood restaurant with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. Valet parking. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, and Aim Point certified Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and a delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes. Hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course. Kauai's South Shore Gem.
You got to get over there. Get over to Poipu Bay. That's where Craig Sasada is hanging out all day. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids are helping out, and they're doing the par three contest on the seventh hole. Let's talk about celebrating Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. Chamber of Commerce Hawaii joining up with the PGA Aloha Section. And of course, Greg Nichols, Director of Golf at Ko'olina, as well as the GM over there. He spearheaded this whole effort. Welcome into the clubhouse, Craig.
Hey, aloha, Danielle. Good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. You heard about Craig Sasada being over there. And what gave you this idea? It's been the Patriot Golf Day across the country in on the Labor Day, people just adding some money to their green fees. But we're going all out here in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, you know, it is Patriot Golf, how it all started, but it's really not just me, Danielle. We've got, it really started through our Golf Growth of the Game Committee for the Aloha Section PGA, which is chaired by Steve Murphy, who you'll have on later on with Robert Trent Jones. But there's about Patriot Golf Month really started off very simply in 2007 with Patriot Golf Day. And it's a very inspirational story about a PGA professional who was also a pilot with the Oklahoma Air National Guard that was inspired on a flight, seeing a casket brought off a plane of a dead serviceman that had given his life to his country. And he was so inspired by that act. He was, you know, there's every serviceman understands what it would be like to leave their family unattended for. And so he realized that the family of this serviceman, Brett Brock Buckland, who had died, was not going to have anything left for their family for educational scholarships and et cetera. So he came up with the idea that how about if at all the golf courses across the country, everybody that played on Labor Day would give $1, just $1 of your green fee to go to this fund. And in 2007 was the first year Folds of Honor was formed, and they raised about $1 million that went to secondary scholarships. And again, Danielle, I really want to make the point. There's nothing for these families in terms of educational scholarships. Obviously, there's death benefits and et cetera, but nothing for the families. And it's even more than the educational scholarships. It tells the families of these servicemen that have either been killed or injured that we care. You know, the public, we care about them, and we care about the sacrifices that they've made. So the PGA of America, throughout the nation, there's thousands of golf courses, thousands of PGA professionals. Here in Hawaii, all 200 Aloha Section PGA professionals are engaged, thanks to the leadership of our section. Wes Wailuhua, our executive director, is really behind it. Our president, Lance Takeda, all of our board. So we've got 27 golf courses around the state hosting par 3 contests, and more golf courses than that are hosting, separate events. So it's really been a neat effort, but not just a singular effort. It's really taken all of our PGA professionals to get behind this thing.
We've got the Patriot Golf Month kickoff event. That's on Tuesday. So we're kicking it off on Tuesday. Well, Craig Sasada, I love that picture of Craig over at Poipu Bay taking $10 from golfers, and their prizes. If you hit it on the green, you get a prize. Yes. You know, if you have a hole-in-one, here's a bigger prize. And Hawaii State Junior Golf Association members, they're all out. The kids are out there helping with all of these par 3 contests that are going to happen on Oahu, on Hawaii Island, on Maui, on Kauai.
Yeah, and that was a way, you mentioned the chamber earlier, Danielle. The whole idea is to broaden the awareness of not only Patriot Golf Month, but Folds of Honor. And the first step was actually engaging with the Chamber of Commerce. Sherry Nora McNamara is their CEO, is an avid golfer. She's very supportive, and as you know, the Chamber is tremendous partners with the military forces here in Hawaii. They do a lot of different events throughout the year that benefit the military. So when we approached Sherry, she jumped on right on board to help us support this event. She'll be down at the event on Tuesday downtown at Bishop Square. We've got a hitting cage down there, and there's really three goals. One is to recognize the sacrifices of our military. Second is raise awareness of the Folds of Honor through Patriot Golf Month and raise money for the secondary scholarships. But our third is really our effort as PGA professionals is always to grow the game. We want to introduce more people to the game. And so the third part of this, beyond all the par 3 contests that all these courses are holding, we've got four courses. They're going to be hosting free clinics for the military only, military, the personnel, and their dependents. And it's really aimed at beginners. So we've got Kevin Kashiwai, Todd Murata at Kaneohe Clipper. Lou Merkel at Leilahua is going to have a clinic on the 21st of September. We've got Matt Torrey over at Kihuna for the troops at Barking Sands. A lot of people forget we've got a lot of troops over there at Barking Sands. And then at Mamala, Todd Nicely and then Carl Kelly and all the crew at Joint Bases are going to have a great event over at Hickam on October 1st. So those efforts are trying to grow the game, trying to get more people playing the great game we love.
ASPGA.com. That's where you can go. ASPGA.com. That's where you go to find out which courses are participating. And then you can find out where you can go and have fun, the par 3 contests at the golf courses around Hawaii, and the free golf clinics for military members and dependents also listed there. We have right now Kevin Kashiwai joining us from the Kaneohe Clipper Golf Course. On Friday, September 2nd, not only a free clinic, but also a demo day and a sale. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Head professional, Kaneohe Clipper, Marine Corps Base, Hawaii, Folds of Honor Foundation fundraiser, golf day, Patriot Golf Day, raising money for the Folds of Honor, for the scholarships, for the kids, and for spouses. Spouses who are left behind, who need education. In the military, so many times the military member is out working and the spouse takes care of the family. That's tradition in the military. So once the head of household is lost, then the spouse finds themselves in a position of having to get some full-time income. So they need to go get training. So these scholarships are not just for colleges, but they're also for any kind of school that would then teach the person who's now in charge of the family that new craft that they need to support the children who no longer have the father, the mother who was there for them all that time. So, Kevin, tell us about what you're doing on September 2nd, this coming Friday.
Okay, well, first of all, good morning, Greg.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Aloha.
Nice to talk to you again. Okay, so on Friday, September 2nd, what we're going to do is the big event, as you know, you and Greg were discussing, is our free beginners clinic, and that's going to be from 3 to 5 p.m. on our driving range and our practice screen facility. We're going to have three stations. It's actually Greg's design. We're going to have a putting station, a chipping station, and a full swing station. And all of the golf professionals on our staff are going to come out, as well as we've got some collegiate golfers too. So Renee Ewan is one of our professionals on staff, and she's an LPGA professional. She also coaches Chaminade men's golf team. So she's going to bring some of her guys out, and they're going to help us, as well as we're just fortunate to have a gentleman named Doug Mello working for us. He's a retired air traffic controller, and his son Desmond Mello, a recent graduate of Moana Lua High School, who just recently received a scholarship to play at the University of Hawaii, he's going to come out and help us as well. So we're going to have myself, Todd Murata, our general manager. We're going to have Renee Ewan, an LPGA assistant professional. We're going to have Leland Lindsay, one of our ATP teaching professionals. We're going to have Mo Radke, a PGA professional. We're even going to have Tim Herrick come in over from Roger Dunn, and Joey Castillo come in over from Team Golf to help us out. So we're going to have that from 3 to 5 on our driving range, and it's free for all beginner military golfers. So that's like, you know, like Greg was saying, it's great. We're also going to have a bunch of things going on as well simultaneously. One of the things is we're going to offer 15% off on our entire golf shop for that one day. And if you spend $200 or more, we're going to give you a free round of golf with a cart.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. We have a pretty decent pro shop for military course. You know, we try to model ourselves. Yeah, it's beautiful. We try to model ourselves after a shop like Greg's, even though it's tough to get there being a humble military course. But that's our goal. We try to be like Greg.
And then
another thing we're going to have is we're going to have a bunch of food and beverage things going on. So from opening till 11, we're going to have dollar pancakes. And let me tell you, it doesn't sound impressive, but if you ever see our dollar pancakes, they're huge. They barely fit on the plate. So they're great. Dollar pancakes, it's a whole meal. Then from where that leaves off at 11 o'clock till closing time, we're going to have $2 hot dogs. And the hot dogs are great, too. They're those big, massive hot dogs that you get in the ballpark. And I forget which Major League Stadium has the same one as us, but Todd told me about it one time. And I should remember these things, but I believe it's either the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Well, sounds good.
One of those stadiums has the same hot dog, and it's delicious. And then finally, from 2 o'clock till closing, they're going to have $4 poo-poos. And again, these poo-poos are big. You can eat it for a meal. And my favorite one is what they call the pork bao. And it's I think Todd Murata actually came up with it. It's, you know, that it's like a manapua bun, almost like in the restaurant they put the duck in there.
Yeah,
but we put Kahlua pig and put barbecue sauce on it, and
yummy.
It's so awesome.
Yes,
it's delicious.
So in the pro shop, you're gonna have 50% off all pro shop merchandise, 50% off golf club
special.
15% off all pro shop merchandise.
Yeah.
15% off golf club special orders on demo day. That's from 10 to 4, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And Ping and TaylorMade and Callaway and Titleist will be there.
Yeah.
And the free beginners golf clinics from 3 until 5. Now, my question is, all of this is going to the people going. How are those people giving to Patriot Golf Day?
Well, basically, this is not for them to give. This is us giving back to the military because we're a military golf course. So our mission as civilian DOD employees is to support the the Marines and sailors aboard our base. So our intention here is not to take from them, but to give back. And that's why we're doing all the discounts. That's why we're bringing out the big demo day, so we can give them a great deal on golf clubs. Kipton especially did it. And that's why we're having the free clinic. And so we're all giving of ourselves, as well as the PGA professionals and the collegiate golfers coming out. And that's the idea here. It's not more. It's not a money fundraiser. It's actually giving of the heart and giving of the service.
That's very nice. I would put a jar out because I know our military members, and they would love to give to their own who are in need, and that's all a part of their creed. So, just put something out because I'm sure they would like to remember the patriots who are no longer with them and who are struggling maybe with rebuilding their lives after being injured in the line of duty on Patriot Golf Day, the Patriot Golf Day celebration that's coming up. That's excellent. Kevin Kashiwai, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. And, you know, we're looking forward to this Friday. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely fabulous. And Greg, what would you like to add to all of this? This is an exciting time.
Well, first of all, Danielle, to thank you for all your support. I know you take it personally because your son serves in the military, so you get it. I think a lot of people do, but a lot of people just aren't aware. So our goal is really to raise awareness first and to give back to the troops. I mean, the money part is secondary, but I would just like to add that since 2007, the Patriot Folds of Honor have awarded 72 scholarships in Hawaii that represent over $360,000 in educational scholarships since 2007. So for every dollar we make, Patriot Golf gives back about $10. So it's great to be able to do this for them. We want to thank the Chamber of Commerce and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association for joining forces with the Aloha Section PGA to make this effort possible. And Danielle, thank you again for all your great support.
Absolutely. You haven't told us how Ko'olina is participating.
Oh, well, we're doing lots. We do a month-long different events. We have the par three contests. We have a raffle set up in our golf shop giving away a beautiful Titleist golf bag, driver, putter. We also have a real fun. We engage the entire resort. So we have a resort team putting championship where we will have two-person teams, and they will come out. You know, we'll raise several thousand dollars just from that one event alone. And all of our partners, Disney, Four Seasons, the Marriott, Ko'olina Resort, they all get behind it, and it's great. Again, it's an opportunity and a privilege to be able to give back.
Absolutely. Now the question I have too is, why did you decide to go from Patriot Golf Day to Patriot Golf Month?
We're going to make it maybe Patriot Golf Year. There's no, because every day we should be celebrating. One day is not enough. And by the way, they do this around the country. Daniel, yes. We hope that if we can get the momentum going, if there's we've got 28 golf courses already participating. Our goal is perhaps next year that we will culminate a month-long series of activities with a special tournament where we will invite out either some wounded warriors or individuals like that, and we'll really have a great celebration of this of the military that do so much for us.
Excellent. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf at Ko'olina Golf Club, and Kevin Kashiwai, the PGA at Kaneohe Clipper. Huge success. Thanks so much for being the spearheading agent, because everybody tells me Greg is the one who's actually making this as great as it is. Thanks for being on the show.
Aloha, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to talk with Steve Murphy right after this, because Steve Murphy is doing something for celebrating Patriot Golf Month here in Hawaii and raising money for Folds of Honor. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Month.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
We are celebrating Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. The kickoff is Patriot Golf Month kickoff at the Bishop Square, downtown Honolulu, with five-minute clinics, free five-minute clinics and fun contests and games and door prizes. It's on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, August 30th. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Patriot Golf Month kickoff downtown. But we know on Kauai, Craig Sasada at Poipu Bay, designed by Robert Trent Jones Jr., is over on the seventh hole. And he's collecting $10 from anybody who'd like to be a part of the par three contest. On the green, from the tee, you get a prize. If it's a hole-in-one, you get a bigger prize. And thank you to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids. They're out there helping Craig Sasada work all day long and making Patriot Golf Month happen at Poipu Bay. We've also got something coming up at Kiahuna, and Steve Murphy, director of golf at the Prince Course, is going to be a part of that. And we're lucky because the man who designed the Patriot course in Oklahoma is with us this morning. And I am really impressed. I went through and got some information about the Patriot. It has 19 holes. No, it doesn't have a 19th hole like you're thinking. There are two sixes. So first, let's say good morning to Steve Murphy, director of golf at Prince. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I know Mr. Jones is trying to call in.
He's with us. He's with us
oh,
now.
He's with us.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
oh,
it is. It's fantastic. Robert
that's
Trent
exciting.
Jones Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board for Robert Trent Jones Jr., LLC, author of Golf by Design, member of many boards of directors over the years, notably Refugees International, and proud supporter of Patriot Golf Day, Folds of Honor, and designer of the Patriot Course at the Patriot Golf Club in Oklahoma's Green Country. Welcome. Oh, we lost him.
He lost him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened.
I think he was trying to call in to me, and I don't know. I'm not sure.
But I saw his name on my list over here on the phone line. And we lost him. Okay, well, we'll try again. We'll give it another shot. Meantime, you are a wingman for the Patriot Golf Initiative. And you held that annual Patriot Golf Day tournament to raise money for Folds of Honor. So you know all about the Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day.
Yes, Danielle. You know, I worked with Greg. Obviously, I was listening in with your show earlier and listened to Greg explain everything, so I don't want to be too redundant, but yeah, Greg's been a wingman as well, and we've been doing it since 2007, trying to generate, you know, funds for the Folds of Honor. We do different things to try to raise money. Like, as Greg said, we'll have raffles, we'll have tournaments. We've done the par three before. This is the first year we're going to try to do it kind of statewide.
Yeah, this is
where
cool.
We're kind of, yeah, it's a really big deal. So we're also going to have specific military clinics, as you guys know, and we'll be doing one at Kihuna September 24th, and we're going to have Callaway there. We're going to have some food and drinks. It's all going to be for the military family, so that's our first clinic specifically for the military, which I think is a really good program.
Yeah, it's the Kihuna Golf Course, September 24th, 10 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's where you have the free military golf clinics for beginners and all kinds of fun events, right?
Yeah, they can try out equipment, we're going to have some games, we're going to give away some rounds of golf. It's going to be really fun. Matt Torrey's put it all together. I'm over there going to be assisting. We'll have a couple other the professionals on his staff helping out as well. And another great thing Matt's doing, he's been a real big contributor for Patriot Golf Day, one of the top courses in the state for the last 7 years. And we'll be doing a tournament on September 11th, a two-man scramble. So the whole island will be invited, and all the proceeds will go to the Folds of Honor.
That's fabulous. Okay, now, yeah. I'm really happy to tell you that we have all kinds of issues going on.
Oh, boy.
It's so much fun putting it all together every Saturday morning. The golf club. Now, I don't know, should I do that intro that I did, Steve, for Robert Trent Jones Jr. earlier when I thought he was on the phone line?
That was great.
Should I do that full one? Okay. And now, Robert Trent Jones Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board for Robert Trent Jones Jr., LLC, author of Golf by Design, member of many board of directors over the years, notably Refugees International, proud supporter of Patriot Golf Day, Folds of Honor, and designer of the Patriot Course at the Patriot Golf Club in Oklahoma's Green Country. Welcome to the show.
Wow, my mother would be prouder.
That's what I said. Why do you want to talk to me?
I was.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure having you on the show, Mr. Jones. Can I call you Robert?
Yeah, call me anything you want. Okay. Bob is fine.
Bob, good. Okay. I was going through, you know, trying to find out as much as I could about. So I could make, you know, intelligent comments and hopefully ask intelligent questions. The Patriot Course with 19 holes, two sixes, and it's so cool. Each hole bears the name of an American patriot. And I've got to go through some of them because it's number one is George Washington, just to give people a background. Then it's number two is Will Rogers. Four is Neil Armstrong. Five is Jackie Robinson. There's Chuck Yeager and Clara Barton and Bob Hope and Wright Brothers and Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy and Corporal Brock Buckland and POWMIA. I mean, I get chicken skin goosebumps just mentioning. How was this put together, Bob?
Yeah, well, first of all, Major Dan Rooney and I are very, very close friends. He is a true patriot of our country, serves and continues to serve in the military, but he's also on the tour. He was a mini tour player and played for Oklahoma. And when we get together, we had a like-minded view of honoring our patriots, and thus the golf course that he wanted and his family wanted to build was named the Patriot. And when the course took on its character, I said, you know, some people name holes for, you know, the home hole or tough par or whatever. He says, why don't we name it for Patriots? So it was really his concept. And I think it's exciting to have that theme run throughout and remind people of the great American heroes of our history, especially at this time of Patriot Day coming up.
Yeah, and from all walks of life,
Exactly.
It's beautiful. And, of course, in 07, I had the good fortune of having Major Rooney on the show. He was just starting his Patriot Golf Day, and he was just asking golf courses to get involved, to sign up. Would somebody in Hawaii sign up and do this? You know, how many golf courses can we get? We didn't have anybody yet.
It was hard to say no to Dan.
Right. So we were talking about the inspiration, you know, of him sitting there. He'd been in the sky. He'd been on the battlefield in the sky. But now here he was sitting on the tarmac in a, you know, in a seat in that flight. And he was looking, and you can just, you know, seeing that the coffin emerge from beneath the belly of that aircraft, and the four-year-old son of the corporal standing there. And you just know at that moment that, you know, it just fills your heart with incredible emotions, and you got to do something. You got to, and I can see the inspiration. Take care of the boy, you know,
right.
to put the hand out and take care of the boy. And that's really what Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day is all about, is taking care of the kids and taking care of the spouse who's left behind, who needs to be trained. It doesn't necessarily have to go to college. They can go to a technical school, whatever their interest is.
Hey, they might become a golf pro.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So as I was looking at, when did you build Patriot Course?
Oh, it was
Patriot
about that course. Time. I don't remember the precise year, but it was around 2006, 2007, 2008 in there. And because I remember going to the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa, and then making the arrangement to do the design. We hit it off, and we were chosen. And I think part of the thing is that you represent so well, Danielle, is that, you know, any of us who have served, even a school board, is a patriot. I mean, anybody who takes on a public duty and serves her fellow citizens, his or her fellow citizens, is a patriot in my mind. Some have served at the most dangerous levels, such as the military, and even ambassadors, as we know, sadly, from some of the ambassadors lost his life in Libya, serve in great risk, and they do leave people behind or maimed themselves.
Yes.
And this is what this is all about, to help those who can't now be there for their family fulfill help them fulfill their family needs, and it's working, and that's the most important thing. I happen to have been one of the honorees at Patriot Day during Memorial Day a year or two ago, and I can tell you it's a deeply emotional experience to hear those who have been the wife or the children of those who lost their husbands or in some cases mothers or been maimed by that. Be there, and how important it is to them. And this is really serious work, and very valuable for all of us who love and believe in our country and its values.
Thank you. The Patriot is the name of the course. I Oklahoma, I don't think of lowland marshes, mature woodlands, upland prairies, limestone canyons. This golf course goes through all of those ecosystems?
It does. It was a unique piece of property, and you're right, Oklahoma's prairie, and Oklahoma corn cobs high in July, and all that beautiful song. And it, this particular site was, the developer was doing some housing nearby, and he said, "This is useless for houses. We better have to put the golf course up on this plain, on this plateau." And I said, "No, that's wonderful stuff. I'm a dramatic architect. I like to go dive down, as you know, at the Prince Course into valleys and so forth, and three-dimensional things." And he said, "Really? I was going to waste that. I thought that was just wasted property." He said, "Let us do that." So we did. And, you have different, as you play the course, it begins on a kind of a prairie, then it turns into a woodland, and it dives down into deep canyons and then works its way back upstream. And you mentioned it's 19 holes, and that's true because Dan Rooney, one of my associates at the time, Bruce Charlton and others, were debating whether to put a par 3 in the stream bed or across the stream bed because it would be safer from being washed out. And Dan Rooney said, "Bob, you got to settle this argument." And I said, "Well, you want me to be Solomon? Let's do both." So we had...
That's good. What was the argument about? Was it about the naming of those?
Not the naming. The naming, I think, if I'm correct on this, I think it's Grant and Lee.
Yes, it is.
So it was another battle of another time, but both were patriots for their causes in American history and in the war between the states, as they like to call it, the South. In any event, the point is that I said, well, let's have them both. And he then responds, well, that's Grant Lee. That ends our little conflict of the Civil War. So we've got two par threes. One day the flag stick is in the lower one, and another day the higher one. And a lot of holes in one have been made on the upper one, but not too many on the lower one.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely fabulous, the stories. Yeah. We're talking with Robert Trent Jones, Jr., Master Golf Course Architect. The course we're talking about is the Patriot. It's in the Green Country, Oklahoma, and we're, of course, talking about Patriot Golf Day. In Hawaii, we're celebrating as Patriot Golf Month. That way, all the golf courses can work in a time that works perfectly for them. Like at Poipu Bay, Craig Sasada is sitting on the 7th at Poipu Bay. And for those who want to participate in raising money for Folds of Honor for Patriot Golf Month, they get $10 in, and if they hit it on the green, they get a prize. It's a par three, so get on the green, you get a prize, and if you get a hole-in-one, you get a bigger prize. And the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, all the kids are out there helping Craig, are probably going to get, you know, water for him, making sure that everything's measured properly, and just being a really great supporters of Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Month that we're doing here in Hawaii at Kiahuna. Steve, Murphy, I was going to call you Murphy. Steve, what are you guys doing at Kiahuna?
We're going to have also a par three contest, but we're going to have, like I said, the military clinic as well as a golf tournament, a two-man scramble.
Speaking of two-person scramble, but you guys had a two-man scramble. Did you and Bob go out and play golf?
We did. We got out there the other day. We hit a few holes. We've also played with Major Dan on the Prince course.
Major together. Dan was there? I mean, that's...
Yes.
Not right now, but in Christmas time.
He's not here now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here now. I'm in Hawaii.
Yes.
My favorite place.
We love it when you come to Hawaii because I get to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I got my grandchildren here and they're teaching me all kinds of things I had forgotten about. It's fun.
Don't they energize you?
Unbelievable.
It truly is. It feels like, okay, it's like 20 years ago. I remember this. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But they're different stages of development. It's absolutely fabulous. So,
but I want to say one thing about Steve Murphy. He's been a great president of the Aloha section. He and I are friends and obviously colleagues, and he's worked, you know, he's hands-on, all in person. And in a way, it's like Major Dan. He's sort of, you know, struggling to help transition the Prince course, and it's now in wonderful shape again. The ownership is deciding what they want to do to upgrade it, and we're waiting to hear from them. But while he's been doing that, he's been helping the Aloha section and Folds of Honor. So my hat's off to you, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up because that was a question I didn't know if we should. You know, what's going to happen with the Prince? I love the Prince. I got to play the Prince prior to development. It was
right.
The golf course. And I was in absolute awe as I walked that course. And I'm not good. So there were places where I had to, you know, I had to go around. I couldn't go over.
Right.
But that didn't bother me. I was just amazed. It's beautifully done. And hats off to you, sir. You made an absolutely beautiful golf course in Princeville. The Prince course is gorgeous. And I hope we get the chance, the public gets a chance to play again. That would be fabulous. Maybe.
Well, I'm not sure precisely what the ownership wants to do, what their ultimate goal is. But it's Hawaii, and there's always a way in Hawaii to get to play if you're Kama'aina. I mean, sooner or later, this will sort itself out. But, you know... having done 10 golf courses in these islands, I'm very proud of all of them, each and every one of them, like I am my grandchildren. But they're all different from one another, and there's so much great golf in Hawaii to enjoy and to celebrate Folds of Honor. I'm not sure, Danielle, if your audience knows what that refers to. It refers to the folded flag. And when the flag is our American flag is folded and handed as a token of honor to the surviving members of the family who's lost a soldier in battle or any other way, it's 13 folds. So at 0-1300 in the Patriot course, they stop every day for 2 minutes of silence, no matter where you are playing, and they ring 13 bells wafting out over the entire course from a carillon. It's very moving, and it's every day. It's not just this one day, or in your case, month. So I'm going to read you some, if I may. I sometimes write poetry.
Yes, he's a poet.
And I'll read a little story, a little poem, very, very shortly. There's a woman who's lost her husband, and it's Memorial Day. Upon his lonely bower, I set a flower, plucked as he to die in glory before its time. He, a still memory of mine, remains living in my heart before war cut us apart. When they handed me a folded flag and the pipes began to play, turned my face away as my tears fell to sacred ground. Looked up, and there an eagle found, an angel eagle flying high. Our soldier's soul flew that day. Together they soared, then flew away.
Ah, you're making me tear again. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's really, that's very powerful, and I appreciate it very much. And just the thought of stopping at 1,300 hours on the golf course for 2 minutes and the 13 bells ringing. It's a very powerful image. Thank you for all the senses. We're talking about Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. It's celebrated on the mainland on Labor Day as Patriot Golf Day, and they add a dollar to the green fee, and all of that money goes to Folds of Honor, as Robert Trent Jones, Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Designer, told us what the Folds of Honor means and why it's so important to raise money for those who are continuing after someone dies or is hurt so much that they're needing years of recovery and rehabilitation to get back into the workforce. It helps spouses get re-educated or retrained or trained so that they can take over the duties that requires, you know, going out to work every day and raising money for the kids so they can go to school, they can have a sense of belonging still, not being left out. That's a really, really important thing for children to have a sense of future. And that's what Folds of Honor gives to children and spouses of men and women who die in the line of duty or have been maimed in the line of duty. So this is really important. I need to take a break. The people who sponsor the show, make it possible for have these conversations. I know you're a very busy man with your grandkids, Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Do you need to leave now?
Oh, I can. Don't forget, we're going to have a Ryder Cup at Hazeltine, my father's great course, late in September. And everybody root for the home team, because I'll be there doing exactly that.
We're rooting for the home team, and yeah. I love talking with you. I just really need to take this commercial break. It's
okay.
A sponsor break, and I thank you so much, Steve Murphy. And
thank you, Danielle.
Robert Trent Jones, Jr., thanks so much for being on the show. What a pleasure it is to talk to you, sir.
Okay, thanks for having Danielle. Us. Continue.
Thanks
good
for all your
Steve, you're my hero.
Thank
keep
you.
Going.
And you mine. Aloha. Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to come back and talk more about Patriot Golf Month and all the things that are happening coming up with the Patriot Golf Month kickoff event on Tuesday, August 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Feet up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, you know, I wanted to mention, it wasn't mentioned in the spot, the Raynor Door residential customer August event is continuing into September. Every residential door is on sale with anywhere from $100 off to as much as $800 in savings on the most popular Style View doors with aluminum frames, custom safety glass. The residential Raynor Door comes with a new quiet drive, advanced safety features, silent operation motors, and includes a free security keypad to give you easy, secure access from outside of your home. These specials are only good on doors during this limited promotion, limited time, and you must mention that you're inquiring about the promotion that you heard. All right, we've got tee times. Remember, Poipu Bay, you can play today. There is an 11:30, a 12:10, and a 12:50. And when you get to the seventh hole, there is Craig Sasada, director of golf at Poipu Bay. And if you hit it on the green after you give him $10, and we're all up into wagering, right? Okay, seventh hole, and it's for a good cause. All that money is going to Folds of Honor. So, you know, instead of wagering and losing to somebody, wager for yourself. It's always good to challenge yourself. We'll be talking with Dane Gingrich about challenging yourself in a little bit. But you hit the green, you get a prize, okay? And you get a hole-in-one, you get a bigger prize. And thanks to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association for being part of it. The Phil Am Tour is playing at Poipu Bay today, and Southside Men's Club, they're going out today. There's 50% off selected men's and women's tops and bottoms in the Poipu Bay Pro Shop, so there's all kinds of goodies there. At Makalei, there's a 916 and 1150. Volcano, it was 56 degrees. Sometimes I wish I lived a volcano. A 1040, there's a nice tee time for you. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, new greens, 10:30, they've grown in beautifully. It's a modified 9 at Olomana, only $25. And so that's a really, really good option there. It's a beautiful golf course. Some parts of it need to be after the torrential rains we've had the past few years. They're working on that. Makaha East, 10:30. The Wailea Gold Course has an 8:40, maybe a little bit late to get there for that, but maybe around the corner in Wailea. Emerald has a 10:56, Maui Nui an 8:32. There's a 10:44 if that's too soon for you. Now, let's go to Ko'olau. Speaking of a lot of rain, that's a beautiful course, challenging course. I used to, a long time ago at the Pacific Golf Academy, we had these gigantic baskets full of, you know, range balls, lost balls. Guys went down and dived for balls. They sold them for $10 a piece. And I think we passed them on for 25 or 50 cents each or something like that. People would come in and buy bags of balls, and they were going to Ko'olau. Darren Sano is the assistant general manager and professional over at Ko'olau. Welcome to the show, Darren.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you having me on again.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. You are doing one of the par three contests at Ko'olau for the Patriot Golf Month. We've been talking about it all morning long. I was wondering, which date do we have over at Ko'olau?
We don't have a set date yet, Daniel, because we're just looking at our tee times for now. We're just trying to find the busiest day so we can try and generate as much money as we can.
Far out. That's cool. Yeah. That is absolutely fabulous. The par three contest at Poipu. I think you heard what they're doing at Poipu Bay today.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's a great picture. I mean, the director of golf is sitting at the seventh hole and doing his part. It's just great. And then we have the free golf clinics for military members and dependents. And the one at the Kaneohe Clipper is on September 2nd. That's Friday. And it's from 3 until 5. Plus, they're doing a demo day and lots of things there. So lots of goodies. Lelehua is having theirs on September 21st from 4 to 6. That's their free military golf clinic dates for military dependents, of course, and active duty military. Kiahuna, theirs is 10 to 12 on September 24th. Mamala Bay at Hickam Air Force Base, October 1st. And they haven't set the time exactly yet for those. Let's talk some Ko'olau golf. You have a spectacular golf course, and the challenges, of course, with the rain are always there. People nevertheless come away from that. It's one of the most stopped at, when I look at Facebook, at, you know, the places where people check in at, one of the most checked in golf courses in the state. Congratulations on keeping Ko'olau going. What are you doing now at Ko'olau?
Well, we're trying to just do a lot of different things, actually. Right now, we're clearing a lot of sight lines. We're cutting a lot of trees to open up the fairways to make it a lot more playable for a lot of our guests. What else we're doing, we're testing out some new grass. We're looking at, we actually put in some Xeon Zoysia on the 11 tee box because it's supposed to be more shade tolerant. And if you've seen our golf course, you know, with all the trees around, there's a lot of shade going all over the place. So we're testing that grass out on the 11 tee box. We got some new greens mowers, some new rough mowers. So we're doing a lot of great things to try and improve this golf course.
And it's already beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
When somebody wants to play Ko'olau, what are your suggestions?
Well, our suggestion, anytime they come out and play golf at Ko'olau for the first time, we always try to give them a yardage book because, as you know, when you come out here, there's going to be a lot of holes that are going to be forced carry. So that way they kind of know that, hey, I got to lay up to this point, or then I got to carry this much over the ravine, you know, that kind of pointers.
Right. So for the novice golfer, a forced carry means there's no way around.
There's no way around, correct.
And I usually have to go around. That's why, otherwise I have to go buy one of those bags of golf balls that I'm talking about.
So on those forced carry holes, I mean, for the average golfer, what we have is we have local rules. I mean, if they hit it in the ravine, there's a drop area on the other side. So, I mean, we try to make it as fun as possible. We put in some new tee boxes as well. We put in a new red tee box for women, a new white tee box. Again, try to make it a lot more easier and a lot more fun to play out here.
Now, that's very important information, what you just gave us. You know, for those of us who, you know, can't even, you know, I'm going to talk to Dane Gingrich in a couple of minutes. He's Coach Dane. Uh-huh. He's all about the 1% mindset, which is, you know, don't talk about your limitations, which I'm doing freely right now. But, you know, push yourself out of your comfort zone and see what you can pull off by sheer force of will. And I'm sure that I can hit it over there, except it's over there. So knowing that in the beginning, until I get very comfortable, you know, because I haven't practiced, that's the other thing. If you haven't practiced, don't have a lot of big expectations.
Exactly.
And maybe give yourself a couple of holes to get comfortable, maybe nine holes. maybe don't even worry about it all. Just go and enjoy the spectacular views and what you're going to see at Ko'olau.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we tell all the customers. I mean, the views are out here are amazing. I mean, enjoy it.
You'll never be able to see anything like that again. You can't drive to a place like that. You can't walk. There are hiking trails, but to be up at that elevation on that mountain is dangerous. So here you have a perfectly safe environment to take a most spectacular walk. How many people go and don't play because they're with somebody who's playing?
I don't know the exact number, but we do have a lot of people that come out and ride with their spouses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they just go out, bring their cameras out, they take pictures. I mean, we got some great views of Kaneohe Bay, the Ko'olau Mountain Range. I mean, it is. It's awesome. I mean, a lot of people say it's just like playing golf in Jurassic Park, right? Going through that jungle. That's what a lot of people...
Yeah, it is. And then I like the idea of opening up the sight lines and removing some of the trees because of the amount of water that the Ko'olau Range gets where the clouds come. It's the windward side. Clouds come, they stop against the mountain, and they drop the water.
Lots of it.
Lots of it. Exactly. So with the trees, maybe not so many of them. I'm not talking about taking indigenous trees out, people. Don't get me wrong here. It's just taking care of the ground and the grounds in the best way possible. So, as an instructor, you are a golf professional. You teach as well as the head professional. Tell us a little bit about your lessons.
Well, we have a lot of different lesson packages. I mean, we have a program right now called, we call it the K-Club Gold Membership. Anybody that signs up and joins, it is $29.99 a month or $2.99 for the year. With that, they get unlimited practice balls. They get free clinics twice a week. And one of our director of instruction, Alan Ono, longtime PGA member, he does the clinics for us every Wednesdays and every Saturdays at 3:30 and 4:30. So, I mean, that's an awesome deal to take advantage of, especially if you're just starting to play golf or want to work on your game. I mean, unlimited practice balls, plus you get discounts on the green fees itself. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That is great. Alan Ono is a wonderful man, very patient, and he's not in, you know, sometimes people who are learning something like golf become a little intimidated just by the club and the ball and the having to hit it. And he has a very, very relaxed way about him. So you'll feel... you know, comfortable asking him questions, and he talks to you about things, about your hands and using your hands. People don't understand how important the grip is. You know, he'll really work with you on that. Once you get your grip down, how you hold the club, it makes an extension of your arm so that the swing and contact becomes more naturally. You have your own swing. And I found that Alan Ono has a way of like helping you bring that out and taking the technicality of it and making it more feel, even though you need to have some technicality in how you grip the club. So this is called the K Club. It's a gold membership for $29.99 a month. You get free clinics twice a week.
Correct.
Unlimited practice balls. And those clinics are 3:30 and 4:30 with Alan Ono, and discount on the green fees.
Correct. And just 20% off the standard green fees. If you play golf after 3 o'clock, it's $15 plus you get a drink with that. So, I mean, we have right now probably close to about 410 K-Club Gold members, and they take advantage of the free range balls, the $15 golf after 3 o'clock with a drink. I mean, you really can't beat that. It's an unbelievable deal.
It is an unbelievable deal. I wish I were off at that time. I'm actually just beginning my afternoon shift at 3:30. all these fabulous things that are happening at 5, you know, or 4:30. Let me take care of this real quick. KPUA, sure. Hilo, KGU, FM, Honolulu, KGU, AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. That is a list of all the radio stations that are listening to you right now. If you weren't afraid before, shouldn't be now. We're on Maui, we're on the Big Island, on Hawaii, on Kauai, and on Oahu, on an AM and an FM station. We are streaming live at radiogolfclub.com, so you can listen online on your, you know, portable, whatever you've got. You can always listen there. Streams live and archived at radiogolfclub.com. You go there and you'll find the page for each show, and you'll see a picture of Ko'olau or Kaneohe Clippers. And so it was two featured courses this week, with the Patriot Golf Month starting in Hawaii coming up today at Poipu Bay. Craig Sasada's out there on the 7th, and Folds of Honor, raising money for Folds of Honor. And then we have the free military clinic at the Kaneohe Clipper with a demo day, as well as a sale in the pro shop. And all of that's happening next Friday. And that's for military dependents and members active duty and retired. And now we're talking with Darren Sano. He is the assistant GM and he is the head professional at the beautiful Ko'olau Golf Course. Tell us about the slope rating at Ko'olau.
The slope rating, it depends on what tee box you play. I mean, if you're going to play from the black tees, of course, that's the most difficult slope rating. But what we try and encourage is a lot of the guests to come on and play the white tees. I mean, the course rating itself from the white is 70.5, and the slope rating is 131. So, I mean, it's pretty reasonable, I think.
Yes. I'm not saying that it's not reasonable. Everybody's proud when they can say, you know, I played that. But you want to play from a tee that you can actually play and have fun.
You don't want to play
and get mad, get angry with yourself. That's not what golf is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about having fun. And if you want to pick up because you're not getting where you want to go, that's not a problem. There is no USGA official standing in the bushes watching you.
Yeah, true. So yeah, we like I said, we just want to try and make it as fun as possible. That's why we have that K Club Gold membership program. I mean, a lot of people take advantage of that $15 after 3 o'clock with the drink. I mean, they go out there, have fun with their buddies, you know, play as many holes as they can get in. So I think it's a great program.
It is.
A lot of people enjoy it.
I want you to explain what slope rating means.
Slope rating is basically a way of describing the difficulty of the golf course. So the higher the slope rating, if you play like RTs from the blacks, it's 153, which is one of the highest slope ratings in the nation. If you play the white tees, it goes down to 131, so the difficulty of it comes down much less. And there's other golf courses that are probably closer to 100. So the lower it is, the easier it is. I mean, that's basically it.
Gotcha. Makalei on the Big Island has a very high slope rating. And that's interesting, you know, that a lot of people play Makalei and don't even think about it. So I was just, I just wanted to explain, people hear about that and they, you know, I don't even know, I couldn't explain how they come to that number, because it's a formula that, of course, in my mind always goes, you know, dyslexic as soon as I hear formulas, like bing, gone, I'm lost. Darren Sano, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. If there's anything else you wanted to add, I'd love to give you that opportunity right now. If I left anything out.
No, but yeah, thank you for having me on the show again. I just want to make a quick announcement too, that the month of September, we're going to have a special for local residents. It's a 2-for-1 golf, as well as we have some promotions in the golf shop, 50 to 60% off selected merchandise. So I welcome anybody that wants to come out and play to come on down.
Well, wait a second. You said that so fast that it was really probably the most important part, in addition to the K Club. So month of September, it's 2-for-1 play at Ko'olau?
Correct. Uh-huh.
So I could, you know, the two of us could go out and play and split the fee. What a great idea.
Correct.
The Executive Women's Golf Association, EWGA. I'm on member services. I'm the director. Our board, you know. This would be perfect for us to come out and play.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
And is this only at a specific time, or is there a time restriction?
No, it's actually all day.
all day.
Anytime you want to play, you want to come out and play Twilight, it's 2-for-1 all day.
And morning?
Same thing.
Same thing. Did you hear that,
correct,
everybody? Ko'olau is having a special month of September. It's 2-for-1, and no restrictions on time. And in the pro shop, 50 to 60% off.
Select merchandise, yes.
Selected merchandise. Good thing that you,
correct,
said that. I was about to give away your store. Don't want to do that. So we're talking with Darren Sano. The K Club Gold membership is $29.99 a month, and you get two free clinics a week. You get unlimited practice. Alan Ano is there teaching 3:30 and 4:30 every day, and you get
every Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, excuse me, Wednesday. So are the clinics on Wednesday and Saturday only?
Yes.
Okay.
As of right now.
So the free clinics for the K Club Gold membership, $29.99. Free clinics, 3:30 and 4:30, Wednesday and Saturday. Unlimited practice balls. And did you say $15 in the afternoon?
$15 after 3 with a drink.
What kind of a drink?
With a drink.
What are you serving?
any kind of water, sodas, Gatorade.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much, Darren. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We should do it more
often. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to go get our game on and get that 1% mindset, okay? And it's Coach Dane. He's up next. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's going to be a sunny day today. A little rain windward and Mauka side, and some rain on the leeward side. But right now, when I'm looking out, it's absolutely spectacular. Blue skies. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 20. So they're really coming along that windward coast. If you're looking for breeze, that's where you're going to go, because the high expected to be between 85 and 90 degrees today. So if you're out, put on the sunscreen. All right, Michelle Wee and Stephanie Kono made the cut on the LPGA, the U.S. It's the Canadian Women's Open right now. They're playing in Canada. And, of course, Lydia Ko would like to win that event 4 out of 5 years. And she's close to the top of the leaderboard. I'm looking at Arya Chutanugarn, she's from Thailand. She played, of course, in the Olympics. And she injured her knee after leading in the Olympics. She withdrew. had a terrible third round. Her knee was blown, and I didn't expect her to be playing this week, but she is. And she's 13 under, and she's at the top of the leaderboard. Inji Chun, Stephanie Meadow, Siyoung Kim, Hyo Ju Kim, Miriam Lee, Hana Zhang, Amy Jet. Wait a minute, there's Kari Webb. Where is Lydia? That's interesting. She was just there a few minutes ago, I thought. You know, the same thing is happening on the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour, they're playing for Ryder Cup points. This is it. If you don't make it, like, for instance, Ricky Fowler, he has to finish alone at third to get into the Ryder Cup without having to be a captain's pick. Patrick Reed is looking like he's going to be on the Ryder Cup team. He's in the lead after a 66 and a 68. Adam Scott's gone up 24 spots just this morning alone after shooting a 69-72. But it seems like the others are going to be on it. There goes Ricky. He just moved up after going down. He's tied for third with Emilio Grillo and Ryan Moore. So we're going to talk with Dane Gingrich, the 1% mindset. What does it take to play under forced conditions when you have to perform? Welcome to the show, Coach Dane.
Danielle, how are you? I'm so excited to be back.
I love it. Absolutely. Way too long. You haven't been on the show. The 1% program is designed to force each client out of the comfort and redefine their personal expectations. What do you mean by that?
Look, it's about, the 1% is about sacrificing and fearlessness. What do I mean by raising the bar beyond realistic, raising the bar beyond what most people will tell you can be done? It's 1% because a very small few people don't listen to the majority when they tell them they can't do it. They say, watch me do it. I'm going to raise it beyond your definition of realistic, and I'm going to excel past the place you think is possible. It's a mentality, Danielle, right? We've talked about it before. It's a fearless type of living at our level of expectation, not the majority's realistic version.
So getting myself out of comfort, something that I know I can accomplish, and setting a goal that may not be comfortable, may be something that I'd be frightened of failing at, maybe something I have no expectation of being able to succeed at. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And it's believing that you can succeed at that goal or vision before evidence shows you that you can succeed. Meaning you have a self-belief so high, you have a self-belief like that is so relentless within that you believe without knowing how or how long it's going to take that you will achieve that. That's a mentality that very few people, except the champions that you know about, right, that we've heard about, we talk about all the time, the Phelps and all the people you named on the list there, right, all the players that you just named, those champions believe before evidence shows them that they can't believe. That's an insane mentality, right?
Yeah, it is. And I can see it. I can see it and understand it in pushing yourself to run faster, get stronger, you know, pull better, perform maximum with my body, pushing my body to limits. You know, you think you're going to fall down and die. I'm going to do one more. Just do one more. You know, when you think you can't do anymore, do one more. But with golf, it's like, I don't know how I can do it because I can't seem to hit the ball. Or, you know, you're adding an element to it that's hard. But you can't think that way, can you?
Well, of course it's hard, right? If it was easy, then everybody would be a champion. But it is a learned skill. The physical is easy because you can see it. You can see the results right here. If you work out, if you run, you're going to get stronger. You're going to get quicker. You can see that. That's easy. But to believe that you can lower your score from this to this, or believe that you're going to one day be a collegiate player or a professional player, right, where at the moment you're not good enough, that is hard to do. But it is a learned skill, and it's just like working out physically. You need to work out mentally and reframe, number one, your vocabulary and your long-term vision to match that vocabulary.
So
it's a learned skill.
Coach Dane, yeah. Coach Dane, and you can find him at Coach Dane, and it's D-A-Y-N-E, CoachDane.com. Okay. Coach Dane, you say you can increase my rate of success by improving my mental strength, my self-confidence, and creating intentional winning habits.
Yes.
How can you do that?
I wish I had some fairy dust, right? I wish I could just hit an easy button and boom, you're a champion.
Yeah.
But just like we were talking about the physical, it's an everyday. First off, we have to change the way you view yourself, right? View, there's a saying, we don't see things how they are. We see things how we are, right? So we first have to reframe how you see you and how far you can go. That is raising your level of expectation, right? And then once we switch the way you view yourself and what's possible for you, then we can back up and take the daily actions that will get you there. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, it does. Now, I have a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old who sometimes wishes he was 5 again because he feels like he's missed the opportunity to be as good as the others around him. Can you imagine that?
Yes. We hear it all the time. 12 years old, right? They think they're, I mean, it's so sad that at 12 he thinks he's too old, right?
Yeah, he's past the point of being able to perform and become as good as somebody else.
Right.
Because go ahead.
But that's false, right? It's his reality. But so if we were working with your 12-year-old, we would help him reframe that and to show him. Look, and it all comes down to, look, 12 years old, he's not even close to being done. So it's about, okay, so these guys have been playing a little longer. What can you do that they're not doing? What are you willing to sacrifice? If you say you really want this level here, and we have him state what that level is that he wants, okay, you want this level, then it's going to take this kind of sacrifice, it's going to take this kind of work ethic, and your number one goal is to not allow anyone to outwork you physically on the course, practice time, and your mental work ethic, your visualizations, your self-talk, your on-course visualizations, et cetera. So it's not an easy button or fairy dust that you can sprinkle on somebody. But everybody's so different, right? Everybody's such an individual with different motivations and triggers.
Yes.
But it is all about first, where do you want to go? Let's just take that. What level do you want to play? And then we'll back up and we will raise your physical and mental expectations to align with your vision.
It's an interesting thing that I was just thinking about. You know, then you have to, as a 12-year-old, let's stay with that, you have to realize that to be what those people you're looking at who've achieved, let's say you're watching a television program and they're dancing. There's this kids dance show and they're all performing and you say, okay, you want to do that? I can't, look, they've been doing it for so long. You know, I can't catch up with that. Well, no, you could catch up with that. You just have to apply yourself. You have to be prepared to put in the time, just like they have. That didn't all come naturally.
Right?
And if you do accept that, you know, you understand that there's going to be sacrifices, there's going to be dedication. I like thinking of as dedication, you know, putting yourself into it completely without, it's because you love it. You become passionate about it. It's something you've got to do because you just want to become the best you can be at that. Then you know, if you're not, then you're not a failure. You've chosen not to do that. And then the slip side of that is you then go, oh, well, I'm just not motivated to do anything. So with your raising kids, it's an interesting balance, isn't it?
It is tough, but I would put a warning out there to not compare the 12-year-old to the other kids, right? Like that, it's a fact. They're doing X, Y, or Z. But our level of success, but however we define that, isn't up to them. It's up to us. So they've done X, Y, and Z, but they have different circumstances. So I wouldn't focus my energy, any energy, on what they're doing.
Yes.
I would just put myself in a little laser box. I would create a vision for myself, regardless of what they've done, right? Because if I choose that I want to get to X level, it has nothing to do with them. No one's going to stop me. If I really want to get to that level, I will work myself to that level.
Yes.
My level of success has nothing to do with anybody else.
Yes.
It has to do with, am I willing to get up a little earlier? Am I willing to sacrifice more comfort? Am I willing to put myself through more pain? Am I willing to do whatever it takes to get to the level that I talked about? But, Danielle, the problem is, whether we're talking about dancing or golf or whatever it is, most people are talking at a level 10 because it's fun to talk at a level 10, but they're working at a level 4. That's the problem, right? So the people that we see, that the, quote, champions, they talk at a 10, but they also got up and they worked at a 10, and they sacrificed at a 10. And it had nothing to do with anybody else's dream. It's all about their vision and what they're willing to do for it.
I love it. Can I ask you a question that's been bothering me?
No, you cannot. I have to ask.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to switch gears a little bit. we talk about, I watch golfers. Okay, for let's say 15 years ago, I'm doing the show, and I find that the caddies are kind of ignored, you know, and I know they must be a big part of the team that's putting together this golfer who's out there. Obviously, they're not just carrying clubs, or maybe they were back then. But more and more, the caddy was acknowledged as having been a very influential force. And now I hear Jordan Spieth, all he'll say is we. We this, we that, we this. I think that it's gotten to the point, it's time for you to say, I. Take total responsibility for your performance. Not, we didn't do so well. No, I didn't do so well. And it seems to me that there's a cop out in the saying the we thing.
That's a phenomenal point. I thought you were taking me somewhere else, and then you spun me back over here. So there's two points. First, we over me. We're a unit, right? If I'm a player and you're my caddy, it's a team. It's definitely a team event. So when we win, we win. We win.
Yes.
When I don't perform well, I didn't perform well. That caddy did not miss that putt for me. That caddy, if I chose to trust in his read, right, if his read is it breaks this much going down at this, whatever it is, if I trusted in that read and I missed the putt, that's on me. So I agree with you, but at the same time, it is still we, because these caddies are working their butts off. They're doing things we never see. They're walking, they're doing so many things, not only, you know, for yardage-wise, before the round even starts, before anybody's even up, right? But during the round, they're kind of like their mental coach, too, right? Making them stay positive, showing them only positive visions, and not allowing them to talk negatively about themselves in pressure situations. So they're doing a lot of work. But as the player, if I'm just the player, if I lose, it's always on me. And so I do agree with you. There is a cop out sometimes, right? Like, we didn't win. No. You missed the putt, dude. On you. And again, that's a commitment to being self-accountable, right? You hold yourself accountable to everything, to every mistake. It's nobody's fault. It's my dream. It's my vision. But when we win, we won.
Yes.
And that's hard to do.
It is hard to do. But I think it's really important for someone who, you know, okay, Jordan Spieth being in a slump is kind of silly, because look where how old he is, where he's come from, how fast he's gone there, and where he is right now. I mean, so he's not winning every week. It's like Tiger Woods doesn't win every week, and we go, what's wrong with Tiger? Well, obviously we know now what's wrong with Tiger, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So you go ahead.
Spieth won twice, right? Then he's won twice.
Yeah, two majors.
That's like two more. The major part.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, two more majors than the majority of people have in their entire career. I mean, so, but that's okay, because it comes with the territory, and that's why this game, as in every sport, is not physical. It's physical to a level. What you see with your eyes is physical and mechanical, right, and a skill set. But as he's raising his level of expectation, so are we. So is the media. So we're going to hold him to a higher standard as well, and that's part of the game. He's got to be able to mentally and emotionally be there and hold himself accountable. It's not, we didn't lose. I lost.
Yes.
Right? But we are going to come back and prepare even harder. We are going to prepare harder. And then if I don't perform as well as I know I can, it's on me, always on me.
Amazing how fast time goes. You know, when I'm talking with you, it's like, bam, 12 minutes is gone.
Yep, gone. I know.
This is Coach Dane. CoachDane.com. The 1% mindset. Coach Dane, in 2 minutes, I got 2 minutes. What do you want to communicate right now? I know it's hard. Well, 2 minutes is not a long time.
I know it's not a long time. I think there are a lot of people out there struggling. If we're talking about golf specifically, they're struggling how to take their good game and turn it into a phenomenal game. And yes, we're talking golf. It's the Golf Club Radio Show, right? But it pertains to everything. And what I would say is, in those biggest moments where good turns into great and great turns into championships, I need you to reframe, I hope I don't screw this moment up, to, I freaking love this moment. I'm a beast. I'm a warrior. Like, this is why I prepare. This is why I play. Whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, if you can turn that mentality into, I love this test right here in front of my face. I embrace and I invite more challenges like this every day. You will then have the success that you're striving for. I think people miss out simply because they're afraid to risk. They're afraid, they're in the, I hope I don't screw it up, versus, man, I love this moment. This is why I woke up today. This is why I practiced. And now I'm on 18 and I got to stripe it down the center and I got to get up. All I got to do is par out. I love this moment. That alone, that mentality alone will take you to new heights.
Coach Dane, I was talking about you earlier in the show about that ravine that I was afraid that I couldn't go over, so I was going to go around. And I said, I know Coach Dane's going to tell me that thought alone, I'm afraid I can't get over it, is the reason I'm not going to get over it. Thank you very much for being on the show. You're awesome.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Let's not wait so long next time.
Yeah, let's not. Okay, cool. Aloha.
Aloha.
I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Our sponsor, Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors, they also have a door for residential customers. They've got a special on the door for residential customers. Several door options, Raynor Doors, and you can either, you know, $100 off, up to $800 off. You need to get in touch with Raynor Doors. Find out this special with these quiet motors and security pads that come in. You just got to give them a call to find out what all the specifics are. But it's a really good time to invest in your security at home with Raynor Doors. Claude Brousseau, talk about investing. Invest in your game. Master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach, featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, who just happens to be in France for the next 4 weeks. So, Claude for Best Golf at Gmail is his email, or go to claudeforbestgolf.com and it'll direct you to his website. Awesome. Lidija Bakery, my favorite, always perfect breakfast, lunch, and or dinner. It's Lidija Bakery. At the counter, at the table, I always feel at home because I never know who I'm going to run into. Folks from Molokai sometimes. Great food, delights from the bakery. The Poi Mochi Donut. The Poi Mochi Donut. It just was introduced on Thursday. You must go check it out. Yes, super good. Poipube Golf Course, 18 championship holes. And right now they're doing Patriot Golf Day, Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. They're raising money for Folds of Honor. $10 on the seventh hole, the par three. It's a par three contest. You know that $10, if you get it on the green, you get a prize. Hole-in-one prizes right now at Poipube Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. And they've got these things called pavers for your driveway. They've made runways with pavers, but the thing is they put a mesh underneath the paver. So if you're in a water-delicate area, that mesh will keep any pollutants from getting into that groundwater. Futura Stone. Creative Plumbing. Hey, you're a building, you're a shopping center, you're a little store, you're a custom home, or you're a townhouse. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. the signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Love the furikake ahi. Excellent wine selection. Buy the bottle or buy the glass. And I like the signature vodka cocktail. I'll finish with the new Fuji apple pie. It's excellent. Beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel with valet parking. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.